And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health. This is Janelle Petrosino with you today. I am a level 2 integrative health practitioner, gut health and fertility specialist, and I am so excited to spend a little time with you today talking about one of my favorite topics, which is fertility. I personally experienced fertility struggles of my own for over 5 years, and I personally work with women and couples that struggle with trying to conceive to get to the root of underlying issues that could be contributing to their fertility struggles. So it's something that I'm extremely passionate about. And today I just want to take a couple of minutes to bring light to a topic that I think is so vital. And it's just not many people are educated on this. And I think that it's something that we all need to know and learn, especially living in the times that we are. And if you're somebody that's listening to this episode and you're not personally on a fertility journey, I still recommend that you listen to this episode so that you can share it with somebody else that may be struggling. I think that's the beauty in having, you know, a podcast like this is that this message needs to be spread. And that's why myself and my colleagues are here, is to spread information and help to inform you to make decisions about your health and to make decisions about your lifestyle to help you to reach your goals and to help you to thrive in your life. And that's what we're here to do. So if this isn't necessarily a topic that resonates with you, it still may come in handy for a family member, a loved one, a friend. So I hope this information serves you well today. But I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about this distraction that I feel very present in the fertility world, especially today where there's just so much going on in our world. There's so much stress, there's so many toxins, so many different factors, and there are so many people, unfortunately, that are struggling with fertility. And very often, fertility or infertility, as many people refer to it as when they are struggling to conceive, is described as somebody that's trying to conceive for over a year with no luck. And unexplained infertility would be the people that go ahead and go to a fertility clinic or an OBGYN and they get testing done. And that testing comes back with no answers. You know, everything looks great. So therefore, your fertility issues are unexplained. That's what happened to me. And that's what happened to several of my clients that I've worked with very recently, actually. And so one of the distractions that I think that we need to pay attention to in the fertility world is that I think a lot of people associate fertility issues with the reproductive organs, obviously play a huge role in your fertility, and everything's got to be just right when it comes to those if you're going to try to conceive a baby. But I think people are just not knowledgeable on the fact that if everything checks out with your reproduction and your reproductive organs, that it's something else that could be contributing to your fertility. And I just think that so often we don't go there in our minds. And so what I see a lot is that women will go to the fertility clinic or the OBGYN, and then they'll be recommended to do fertility treatments because their fertility is unexplained, when in all actuality, it's actually a different body system that's contributing to the issue. And so while I have nothing negative to say about fertility treatments, there's a time and a place, and they are such a blessing for some people. What I teach my clients is that you should always make sure that everything else in your body is just as it should be before you even consider fertility treatments. Because number one, you could come figure it out before needing the treatment and optimize your chances of conceiving naturally. But also, if you do end up needing the fertility treatment, you want to make sure that you're going into it, making sure that your body is nice and balanced and ready for that experience. And so basically, I just want you to know that if you're experiencing fertility struggles and there's no like big red flag as to why, then you really need to look further and dig deeper. That would not, in my opinion, this again, I'm not a doctor, I don't make medical claims, but my opinion just not being able to get pregnant for a year and everything coming back normal on like your HSG test and your blood work wouldn't, in my opinion, qualify you to like dive right into fertility treatments. What I would recommend is, okay, let's take a step back and let's look at our body as a whole. So I'm going to actually give you some tips today. If this is you and this resonates, this is what you need to do first. Number one, assess your body. Is your body trying to communicate with you that there's something else going on? Do you have any chronic symptom, like anything from A to Z, headaches, bloating, gas? Do you not have a bowel movement every day? I know it's a funny thing to talk about, but those are all red flags that there are underlying imbalances in your body. Do you have seasonal allergies? Joint pain? Are you struggling to lose weight? Do you have like a lot of irritability, anxiety? Like these are all your body's way of trying to get your attention to say, hey, there's something out of balance here. And I know that sometimes we just assume that those things are just a part of life, but really your health has so much to do with your fertility. And so you cannot turn a blind eye to those things. And so what I'm going to recommend that you do, step two, is list all of those symptoms, like anything that you experience on a regular basis. Then number three, I want you to keep that list on beside you and then make another one. Or if you don't want to write it down, just sit there and close your eyes. And I want you to assess your lifestyle. Is there anything in your lifestyle, in your day-to-day habits that could be contributing to those symptoms that might not be aligned with your fertility goals? And, you know, things like, are you, you know, eating processed junk or a lot of sugar, maybe still drinking soda, or are you sedentary and not very active? Are you living a really super high stress life and not prioritizing nervous system, you know, work and regulation? There are a lot of things that your lifestyle can tell you about your symptoms and about your health. And I think that we need, myself and my fellow colleagues need to bring awareness to this idea of there's so much about what we do and the choices that we make in our day-to-day life that impacts our fertility. And the way that it works is this: our body is not going to allow us to get pregnant if it doesn't feel safe. Our body is actually protecting us when that happens. My body protected me for 5 years because it turns out that I had underlying gut imbalances. I wasn't digesting my nutrients. I wasn't absorbing nutrients. So I was severely nutrient deficient. And that's why I wasn't able to get pregnant, because my body knew I didn't have enough nutrients for myself. And I'm not going to say all the time, but many times it stems back to gut-related issues. And that's why I personally believe that gut health and fertility go hand in hand, especially living in such a toxic, stressful world that we do today. So step four, I recommend that you lock in with a practitioner that specializes in root cause imbalances in the body, not just specifically fertility, but in the body. And so that would look like a functional doctor, a naturopath, an integrative health practitioner like myself, or somebody that believes in holistic and natural health that specializes in getting to the root of what could be going on, is qualified to look at you as a whole person. That's the key. It's not just reproduction. It's not just your ovaries and your uterus and your fallopian tubes that matter, especially when those things are coming out like good on your tests. That's your indication. Like, oh, everything's coming back normal, but I do have these chronic symptoms and I'm not feeling the best. So therefore, I need somebody to help me dig deeper. And I want to just leave you with this last tip: is I know how hard it could be when you just want to get pregnant and you just want to, you want to hold that baby in your arms and you want to go through all the experience and you just want to get through the hard and the tough and the trenches of fertility struggles. But I am speaking not only as a practitioner, somebody that's studied this, but also somebody that's been through it and went through it and has been, you know, went through it and got to the other side of it. Thank God. Get healthy first. Make sure that before you make decisions on your fertility journey, that you first make sure your ducks are in a row when it comes to your health, when it comes to your nutrition and your sleep and your stress regulation and your mindset and all of these little things that we all know in the back of our mind are super important and are valid, but we kind of sometimes look at them as like, that's like a small little mundane thing that won't really make a big difference. A lot of times those little things compiled over time, that is the difference. Like That is the difference. And I will tell you, your nutrition is key and your gut health is key. Even if you're somebody that you're like, I really feel like I do eat healthy. I hate to tell you, but if you have a gut imbalance that's impacting your digestion, you won't absorb the nutrients from the healthy food you're eating. It's counterintuitive if you're not getting to the root of gut-related issues. So yeah, I just want to inspire people to just dig a little deeper, you know, find a practitioner or a provider that is supportive of that. I personally had to get 7 opinions before I found somebody that didn't just tell me that fertility was my only option, fertility treatments. The 7th doctor was like, oh no, you need to change your diet, eliminate your food sensitivities, take some supplements to heal your gut. And it turns out he was right. And I'm so glad I kept pushing, because I think one of the biggest issues is that sometimes when we turn a blind eye to what our body's trying to tell us, we end up having more issues in the future. And remember, the goal is not just to conceive a beautiful, healthy baby, but it's also to carry that baby full term and then also bring that baby home and be a healthy, energized, happy mom. It's the big picture here. And so health is your fertility. You know, without being first healthy, your fertility can't be everything that it could be and should be. So I just hope that this encourages you to take these quick little steps, dig a little bit deeper, and prioritize your health to optimize your fertility. So let's go ahead and recap just a really quick. Number one, you're going to assess your body. So you're just going to sit down and you're just going to like think about how you feel and what a day looks like, and try to find like any little red flag that might stand out that can indicate something that you may further investigate. Number two, make a list of any symptom that you get regularly. If you have a lot of them, that's usually an indication that you have a higher toxic burden in your body and that some of the lifestyle, environmental things could be impacting the way that you feel. Three, assess your lifestyle. Is there anything in your lifestyle that's not completely aligned with your fertility goals? And is there something that you can do to change that or improve upon it? Lock in with a practitioner that specializes and is passionate about getting to the root of underlying health imbalances. Somebody that's knowledgeable about gut health too. And then focus on getting healthy first. And sometimes that means surrendering your timeline just for a little bit, or getting a second, third, fourth, fifth opinion, and just feeling really confident and empowered in your health decisions. So if this episode resonated, please share it with somebody that it can benefit. I do this because I feel like it is my God-given purpose to share this message on this earth with as many women as possible. And I just want women to feel empowered and not broken. I know fertility can make you feel sometimes so isolated and confused and frustrated and broken. And so many of us, if not all of us, we're not broken. Our bodies are just a little confused and they just need us to be a little bit patient and be open to what's possible when you focus on healing from the inside out. So thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to pop back in next Monday for our next episode. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.